times I do what I want to do. Most of the times I do what I have to do. So that's how it's going right now. But there is a science center not far from here. I don't know if they've got an observatory or not. But I know that there are more than a couple of universities in the neighborhood. I mean, we're in the Research Triangle, for crying out loud. So somewhere around here, I'm sure there's more than one observatory that I might be able to go to.
Sounds like a nice outing, good perspective. I really did enjoy getting the closer look through the telescope last time, well, before you moved that evening. I guess it was last fall, wasn't it? So, or maybe winter is more accurate. But that was pleasant. It was really nice to see the stars closer and learn a few things about the night sky. So, thanks. I enjoy that, that you shared that hobby with my family. So, well, I hope things are going to go smoothly for the next group of chores and repairs and fixture changes and painting and all that. Got any other comments for me tonight?
No. Are you enjoying the books I gave you?
Yes. Yes, I love. Well, mostly I've just looked through the pictures. Sometimes that's the best part. But learning about the night sky and it's really nice, and I appreciate those. Thank you for sending those my way.
Yeah, in spite of all the books that I gave away, I gave away a bunch of textbooks to a teacher, and several books to the library, and gave away a set of encyclopedias, and the books I gave you, and some I sent to my grandkids, and others I sent to other people that I knew and whatnot. And I've still got, I just looked back in there a day or two ago to see how many boxes of books I've still got back hiding in the attic in there. And there's at least a dozen book boxes back there filled with stuff. So it's like, clearly I did not sell or donate enough of those, because those are the ones I thought I wanted to keep, and I thought, I don't even know what's in there anymore. And I clearly do not have enough, you know, bookshelf space for all of those, at least not yet. So I suspect that more furniture is in my future, you know, like we don't have enough already. And I'm glad you're enjoying those. I forgot. Do you have any grandchildren?
I see furniture in your future. I'm thinking one day. No, I don't have grandchildren. My son. He's in his 20s, but he hasn't met the right girl yet. So I'm being patient, but I'm looking forward to the grandchildren days. I think it would be nice for somebody like me, and it sounds like somebody like you, to have a room where at least one of the walls is just a wall, just a shelf wall, just covered with shelves, floor to ceiling. And then it would feel good. To me, it would feel good to have space for all my books. You already own them. You already know you love them. So why should we have to get rid of them? Just leave that for our kids to do. And just enjoy them for the whole time that we're alive. And it seems like instead of just building myself, you know, like a 4x8 bookshelf or 2 or 3, or, you know, I got Mark to do 2 last time. I'm going to get him to do 3 next time. Anyway, just an entire wall of a shelf. That seems like it would be a good solution.
Roger. Well, I've seen pictures, and you probably have too, of old English mansions that have the library, and it's just, you know, 2-story wall, ceiling to floor, bookshelves with, you know, the rolling ladders, and just, you know, just nothing but books just all around. If I had the money and the time, I would make one of those, but and that would be my office. But yeah, something like something like that, you know, an old English mansion with a library where the, you know, every conceivable inch of wall space is filled with books.
I'm with you on that. I think there's a room like that at Biltmore Mansion. I went up and toured there a few years ago, and that was one of my favorite rooms. That would be, like, the best office would be a library like that, and then enough space in the you know, rest of the room for a comfortable desk and a comfortable chair or couch or something, so you just have good reading space. Times are different, though. Mostly people, including me, we have a lot of other things to occupy our time, and so a while back I had to limit myself to one book a month, and it seems so weird that I have to limit myself to something I enjoy so much, but there's so many other things going on in life. So, but I'm with you on that. The dream would be a library like that where you could put all your books out and you know, and also have the time to read them and look things up.
Roger. I'd love to have the library at Biltmore. I don't need the rest of the mansion, just the library. But, you know, just stand alone. That'd be the only building, you know, and then the other part of the house would be for the other stuff. But then I'd never come out.
Yeah, really don't need the rest. It's excessive, but the library was awesome. I'm with you on that.
Roger that. Well, it was good chatting with you, Wendy. I hadn't talked to you in a long time. So you take care. I'll back on out of here and see if anybody else wants to check in. And if not, let you close this down and go to bed or whatever. So you have a good evening, and tell Mark I said hi. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
This is KN4HTP. Thank you for the rag chew, Mr. KN4RJN. I've enjoyed it. It has been a while since we've had a chance to talk. This is KN4HTP. Have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? We're checking in anyone all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. It's KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like Walt, K4OIM, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he will enjoy you taking the time to check in with him. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute to for the automatic net report to transmit. Hold on just a moment. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.